This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hi, it's Rich. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of the Zioli Show. And do us a big favor, please. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribing always helps. Tell your friends. Enjoy the podcast.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
You're going to like this story. LaSalle University is going to now allow students to have dogs live with them on campus this coming fall. So it's the dog-friendly residence hall. It's going to be the first of its kind among universities in our entire region. So they said that upperclassmen and women who choose to live in the existing St. George Hall can now apply to have an approved on-campus dog as a pet. And they say that this is good for the kids. And there's also, they say this is part of their initiative expanding emotional support animal policies that they already had on campus.
What if I want my emotional support alligator? I can't bring him?
No alligators.
Just dogs?
Just dogs.
Seems discriminatory to me.
No emus.
Just saying.
No cats.
What about an alpaca?
Nope.
Everybody loves a good alpaca. Alpaca? Alpaca? Damn it.
Can I tell you my theory?
Yeah.
So recently they've had a lot of, they've had some problems on that campus with some violence off, just off campus with students. And so I think this was a brilliant marketing tool to say we're going to have dogs on campus and to say you can bring a pet to school.
Oh, so you think it was a...
I think it's brilliant because dogs are the biggest deterrent.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? So I think it's a... It's
what about a cat?
No.
No?
Cats serve... I mean, cats are sweet and fluffy and all, but as far as like a crime deterrent, no.
See, the Washington Examiner had a story a few days ago. College students increasingly taking emotional support animals to campus.
Ugh.
And the last few years, a growing number of college students requesting and being approved to keep a personal cat or dog with them on campus in the name of emotional support. Yeah, so this is now happening at colleges all across. Even Temple University, the number of requests for emotional support animals on their campus has risen substantially over the past few years, from 6 requests in 2017 to 20 requests this academic year. And while doctors can refuse to diagnose individuals as needing an emotional support animal based on the severity of their condition, online advertising by several online companies has emerged as a way for willing providers to conduct telephone screenings with patients in need. A spokesman for one company called Certipet acknowledged the likelihood that many clients likely fake their symptoms but defended the animals as being medically appropriate. So they want to bring the dog to school.
Yeah.
So they call up and go, yes, I'm very scared of things, so I need my doggie with me. And then they let the dog come. That's how this works. They're scared.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, they can't have campus police because they have guns. So instead they let people bring dogs.
Yeah, because they can bite.
Yeah.
I just think of myself as a freshman. Like, I couldn't even, like, my dorm room was a pigsty. Like, I couldn't even take care of myself. I'm going to take care of an animal, too.
No, I would have killed it by giving a cluck you chicken at 2 a.m.
Let's
you
see
know?
If we can get our dogs.
Yeah, that's what happened. Let's see if we can get them to eat the thermonuclear wings.
Let's see what
or
happens.
The 911 wings. Right? I mean, that's, I know, but that's the college kids are stupid.
Yes.
Everybody would get their dog high,
yes,
right?
I was just going to say.
Well, that's
stupid
happening.
Things. Is it really?
Yeah.
Do bong rips in his face.
There are some places that are prescribing cannabis-related stuff to the dogs for stress.
Gives a new meaning to those, what is that, fake and bacon? What's that bacon? That, remember
bacon.
That dog used to go crazy?
Bagging strips,
right. And the dog would just like run around. Yeah. And go, bacon.
If I want to bring my dog in, I just shake that bag and he comes running from wherever he is. It's the greatest tool ever to get a dog inside.
Now imagine if it's laced with weed.
It's got munchies.
Bacon. He's hallucinating and he's seeing, you know, these kids are wimps, man. I'm telling you, a lot of them are emotional. They just need this comfort. I got to bring my kitty cat to campus. I can't go by myself.
Ugh,
gets me through it.
Yuck.
Now, Dan, what you did, I think, is pretty cool, actually. This is what Big Dan did. Go ahead, tell
us. Yeah, so I lived in a super old dorm when I went to college.
And, where'd you go to college?
Indiana University.
Nice.
And they said that if you have allergies, you're allowed to install an air conditioner in your room. And I faked allergies. Went to the doctor, got a doctor's and everything, sniffling and coughing away.
Faked allergies. I love it. How do they check that? Like, they put a bunch of things in front of you and see if you sneeze? They put pollen in front of you, tree bark.
I don't know. I don't know if they wanted me to get an allergy test to, if they didn't believe my faking, but I guess I was such a good actor that I got it.
See, and the doctor, you know, thinks, oh, he's a big kid. He gets hot in the summer. Let's give him an air conditioner, you know. No, I mean, you're 6'5". Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
faking allergies. That's amazing. And the guy said, the doctor, you know, like the dorm guy sits across from you and he goes, I put dust mites on that chair. Nothing's happening. I think you're faking it. Why wouldn't everybody be allowed to put an air conditioner in their room?
I don't know.
That's what I don't understand. That's like, what's the big deal about an air conditioner?
Yeah, environmental.
I forgot. Yes.
The earth's going to die in 10
years. Yes, duh. So in order for you to have this energy generating, awful, awful white privilege air conditioner, you had to have allergies.
Why do we send our kids to college again?
I don't know.
I forget.
I don't know. Because everybody's got to go now or something like that.
Exactly.
Yes, listen. We don't allow air conditioning, so we'd like you to be, it might be 106 degrees in your dorm room, and you might die, but at least the environment will be okay. And those all the dorms are terrible. They're big and tall and stuffy, except now a lot of colleges are building luxury dorms. Have you heard about this?
No.
Yeah, so the new trend now to attract the snowflakes is luxury dorms. Much like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's apartment complex. They have saunas and pools and butler service. Brick oven pizzas. And because they have to compete now, so they make these luxury college high-rises for the kids, for the snowflakes.
Wow.
So, it's amazing.
Yeah, you just made me think of it. So I wonder if the dorm where they allow, you know, where they allow the dogs, do they not have air conditioning for the dogs?
Ugh. That's what I want to know. And what if I'm allergic to a dog?
Right.
What happens to me? Where are my rights? Hey, I'm allergic to your emotional support dog. So now I need an emotional support air conditioner to get me through this.
Plus, does a dog want to be in a dorm rooms are small. Like, I don't know. That's just, it's weird.
A lot of times in college now, they have dorm assignments where you just randomly pair with somebody. Imagine if you get somebody with a horrible dog.
Oh, my God. That'd be the worst. Imagine in the middle of the night, the dog's just sitting on your chest. Staring at you. You're having a dream about some hot sorority girl you met at a party.
And the dog is licking you.
Yeah, there's this little like bulldog drooling on your face. You're like, ugh, this is the worst. I thought my roommate was bad. It's so bad. And then I just, you know, the emotional support. What happens if it's a cat? Right? And, you know, you have a cat in the room and you're hydrally allergic to cats and the cat doesn't like you. When cats don't like you, they make you aware of this.
Oh, yes.
Right?
They stare you down.
They stare you down. They figure out ways to kill you while you're sleeping. I get it. Cats are wonderful animals. Our dear friends just had to put down their cat, and he was a wonderful cat. And my son loved playing with him and everything. And I joke about cats, but I know they're part of the family. I get it. But when cats don't like you, you know it. You're the first person to know. That cat doesn't hold back. So I know what's going to happen is some college kid's going to bring the cat in. The cat's going to attack the other kid. And then you're going to have a whole big thing on your hands about whose side is they take the side of the animal or the emotional support. Support animal, and then that kid needs his own emotional support thing. You know what I mean? It's going to be a mess.
It's the new Animal House.
It really is for a new generation.
The old generation was partying, and now it's a bunch of kids with their stupid pets.
Yeah. Now toga parties are the dog gets a toga. Because otherwise it's triggering. It's very triggering to people. No, it's please. Yes, mommy. Mommy, listen. I have to bring my parakeet. Now, when does that happen, by the way? When does the obnoxious bird come into the dorm room?
I'm sure it will.
It will, right?
Yeah.
This is my emotional support parrot.
And then that just, might be funny.
The middle of the night.
Yeah.
Bah! There's a tie in the door. Bah! Tie in the door. Bah!
Bah! Lisa was here last night. Jenny.
Bah! Here's protection. It's like your mother. Like you could have, like moms could train the parrot to always say things. Bah! Wear clean underwear. Bah! Use protection, please. Bah! Don't want a grandkid yet. It's terrible. What's happening here? And you're paying $50,000. $50,000.
You're lucky.
Oh, man.
Rich Cioli, 3 to 6. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.